It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
So, again, Indians trying to keep things going here, and we'll just see if we can make things happen here and get our play back together. So let's take another quick little commercial break, and we'll come back in just a minute or two, and we'll be starting on this third.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
We're back here. Indians are still kind of resting a little bit after their long three-set match. Also, Rushi had a long three-set match. Yep, looks like we're getting ready to go here. So we'll be getting underway here very shortly. I still don't see who's going to serve first, but the girls for both teams are out on the floor. Coach Guggenbiller is over here trying to find somebody that will be one of the judges in the corner. So Rushi has one, and looks like Coach Chris Guggenbiller is going to go out there, and he'll be the flag man. Looks like we're getting ready to go. Yep, so it will be Maya Monin going to be the server for the Rushi Raiders. And they'll start it off here. Ref blows the whistle, waves her hand. Tegan receives. Kennedy with a set. And smash by Tegan into the Rushi blockers. And down on their side, Indians lead 1-0. And Tegan Fortkamp will serve for the Indians. Got that rocket serve, hard to deal with, but they got it. Tips it, and it goes out of bounds. They hit it where we weren't. If that could have been a foot shorter, that would have been a point for them. But as it is, goes out of bounds, and we lead 2-0. And Tegan, see if she's going to use that high-risk, high-reward drill serve. She does. They handle it, and a hard shot by the Rushi Raiders off our blockers and out of bounds, and it's 2-1. And it will be Carly Scott for the Raiders. Hard serve. It's handled back over to the Raiders. They'll smash it. Big number 4, Kate Sherman, with a big smash. 2-2 now. And Carly Scott will go back and serve again. That hits the net, falls on our side, and we get it. We go back to Rushi. They hit one hard. Kennedy gets it, and over to Maya, who puts it down hard on the Rushi side for a kill. And it is 3-2, Indians leading. And we're going to bring Kayla Heitkamp in to serve. Kayla from the JV team, junior or sophomore, I mean, and she gets it over Kennedy, back to us. Kennedy gets it. Maya, Heitkamp with the shot over, and big number 4 smashes it over, but out of bounds for from Rushi. So Heitkamp will go back to serve again, Kayla, and she will. Indians lead 4-2. She'll bring it across. Handled by Rushi. No, it wasn't handled by Rushi. Looked like she was going to handle it easily, and she put it down on the floor about 3 feet in front of her. Indians lead 5-2. Heitkamp again. That one's handled by Rushi. Setting it up for the right side. Indians blockers tip it back. And another big hit, but out of bounds again. That was, I think, Carly Scott that put that hard out of bounds. And it's 6-2. And Kayla Heitkamp doing a great job here on her serves. We've scored 3 on her serves. Indians lead 6-2. Handled by Rushi. Back set. And it's tipped. And does not get it across the net. And falls back on their side. So it is 7-2 now, Indians. Indians with a great start here thanks to Kayla Heitkamp. She'll put it across. Handled. They're trying to set it for the big girls up front. Smashed. We handle it. But Mara went down to get it. And she and Heitkamp got kind of tangled up, and nobody could get to it after she hit it. So now it's back to Cece Borchers for the Raiders, and she puts it just at the top of the net, and it falls down on their side. So it's 8-3 now. And it will be Faith Wendell coming in to serve for our Indians. Faith with a shot over. Handled, trying to set it up for the big girls. Saved by the Indians. Mara puts it down, just kind of tips it over their blockers and down into the empty spot there. And it is 9-3, and Rushi's going to call a timeout. And we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back right after this from Miracle Lanes.
Miracle Lanes is now open Thursday through Sunday until the bowling season starts in September. They'll have all your favorites, and all you have to do is grab your phone and call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Or stop by and visit with Corey and Jared. The kids want pizza, but you want a tenderloin? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Pizza, wings, subs, one of their great sandwiches, fried goodies, get whatever you want. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their buffet with pizza, boneless wings, and salad bar. Miracle Lanes will be open at 3 on Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Call them at 375-4274.
We're back here at St. Henry, in the St. Henry Invitational, and the Indians lead 9-3 here in the first set against Rushi. Faith Wendell with a serve and goes to their big girls. They hit it over, but our blockers block it back on their side, and it's 10-3, and Faith will go back to serve again. Indians leading and playing well here. Serve handled. Going to tip it over now over our blockers. Faith with another nice set for Mara. She'll put it up there, and Raiders are handling it. Bump it over. Audra to Faith to Allison Fullenkamp, who mishits and does not get it over. So 10-4, and Rushi will bring Simone Putoff back to the service line. She'll bring it over. Nice hard serve. That is hit by Tegan, but it goes out of bounds behind the net. So behind the pole on the other side. So it's 10-5. A good hard serve. Audra handles it to Fullenkamp. She hits it over hard. Rushi handles it. They'll put a big smash, but Sage and Allison were there to block it back on the Rushi side, and it's Indians 11, Rushi 5, and Callie Wendell will come in to serve for the Indians. They're bringing a couple of the servers off of the JV team to try to change things up a little bit. Callie with a nice serve, handled. Big smash by the right side, I believe. But that was number four again, Kate Sherman. She just pounded it down on our side. 11-6, Indians lead. And Sherman will go back to serve for the Raiders. 11-6, Indians. First set here in the second match. Audra to Faith to... I can't see who tipped it over, but just out of bounds for us. So that is a point for the Raiders. 11-7 is the score. And Mara hits it straight out of bounds, and it's now 11-8. They're creeping back on us. Three straight points. Two straight service points for Kate Sherman, and she'll go back to serve again. Indians lead by three, looking to break the service here. Audra, Faith, big hit by Tegan, but about 10 feet out of bounds. So it is 11-9, and Sherman will serve again. Indians having a little trouble with her serve, looks like, and we haven't played the last two very well at all. So a hard shot, but that one's right into the net. That high risk, high reward. She got two or three points out of it, but that one goes for the Indians. So Audra Bupp will go back to serve for the Indians, down by three, 12-9. Or excuse me, leading by three, sorry. And Rusi handles it. They bring it back in bounds, and the libero, Jillian Chapman, hits it into the net for the Raiders, 13-9 Indians. And Audra will step back to the service line. Handled by Rushi, going to tip it over. Faith, Audra, going to go over for Tegan. Handled by Rushi, they're going to go for the big smash. And I think maybe we were in the net. It looked like it went down on their side, but they get the point. 13-10, and it will be the libero, Jillian Chapman, back to serve for the Raiders, down by three. Tegan, Faith with a big set. Blocked. Audra Klingshern over to Rushi. Audra gets it. Faith, she'll get it to Klingshern. Over from Rushi over to us, and everybody was in each other's way there, and we couldn't get to it. So it's 13-11. Indians still lead by two, but the Raiders are coming here. We need to break this service again and get some points of our own. Mara, Faith, and Grace Klingshern hits it into the net, and it's 13-12. And Chapman will serve again. Audra, Faith with a set. And big, nice save by the Raiders. And again for Tegan. This time it hits the net and goes over their blockers. And the Indians finally break that service. Now 14-12, Indians leading. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve. 14-12. Kennedy, we're needing some points here. Set up for their big girls. And Kennedy will make a nice setup for Grace. Handled. They'll tip it over. Up. Kennedy sets it up for Tegan. And Audra. Tegan back to us. They had a nice block on it, but we get it going again. And that hit the net and rolled out of bounds off of the Rushi Raiders. And a point for the Indians, 15-12. So we've scored two straight. Kennedy, let's get another service point here. She'll serve. And they're handled it and going to be set up. Going to just tip it over. Audra sets it up. Tegan with a big hit. Played, and it's going to the front row, but they did not handle it in the front row. And the Indians with another point, 16-12, back to a four-point lead. Let's get Kennedy a few more points here. And that'll go. That's a wounded duck dying. They handle it, but not very well. They're struggling, Indians struggling now, and Audra has to bump it over. And they'll put it up for the front row, over to the right side, and Indians can't handle it. Big hit by, I believe, that was number three, CeCe Borchers. And it's now 16-13. They're within three, and Maya Monin will go back to serve for the Rushi Raiders. She'll send a hard shot over. Audra to Kennedy to Tegan. Right down at the feet of number four. No way to get down to that one. 17-13 Indians. And Tegan will go back to serve for our Indians. Indians lead by four again. So see if Tegan can get some of those rocket serves in there. That one's a rocket. That's handled okay. They're struggling a little bit. They're going to try to pound it over. And they, looks like they got it across, and we blocked it, but down on our side. So 17-14, and Carly Scott will serve for the Raiders. And she promptly hits it about 5 feet too far. So 18-14, again, 4-point lead for our Indians. And Kayla Heitkamp will come back in to serve for the Indians. She had a nice run to put us in a pretty good spot here earlier. She gets it across. They're struggling. They're going to roll it over. And she hits it. And down, not quite saved by the Raiders. Heitkamp with a save. And Mara will bump it over. Raiders trying to set it up for their big girls. And she smashes it over off of Kennedy Mullenkamp and out of bounds. So 18-15, point for the Raiders. And it will be CeCe Borchers back to serve. So we have, we're doing a little floor mopping right now. So got a couple of people doing some floor maintenance, we'll call it. Inbounds and just barely out of bounds, so they're trying to make sure that floor is safe for everybody. 3-point lead for the Indians. Borchers to Indians. They get it back over to Rushi, and it is down on the Indian side, and it is 18-16 for the Indians lead, but it's down to two, and Borchers is serving again. Tegan to Kennedy to Tegan again, and it just out of bounds, and we're down to a 1-point lead, and the Indians are going to call a timeout, and we'll be back right after this.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at St. Henry in the St. Henry Volleyball Invitational. The Indians played Buckeye Central, won the first set and lost the next two, both pretty tight. But we still came in second in those. And now we're playing the Rushi Raiders. We were up by 4 or 5 points not very long ago, but it's down to one. Borchers is serving for the Raiders. I think they've scored 4 or 5 straight points. Indians lead 18-17, and she promptly hits one into the net. So the Indians lead is back to 2, 19-17, and Faith Wendell will come in to serve for our Indians. And again, she's very capable of getting a run of points, and maybe we can just serve it on out. Rushi handles it. They're setting it up for their girls on this side. Tipped. Faith to Mara. Mara tips it over, but out of bounds. So it's 19-18. Lead back down to one for the Indians. And it is going to be Simone Putoff for the Rushi Raiders. Only down 1 point here, getting late in set number one. Faith tries to get it over, and it's back for us, and they tip it over on the first one instead of setting it up, and right at Mara's feet. She can't quite get it up in the air, and we're tied at 19. And Putoff will serve again. We need to handle it. Audra gets it back up to the front. Faith with a nice set. Mara with a smash, but a block by number four, Kate Sherman. And that gives Rushi the lead now, 20-19. They called a timeout down 18-17 and gave us a point and then took three. So it is Audra to Faith to Allison Fullenkamp with a smash down, and they can't handle it. We're tied at 20, and looks like maybe Callie Wendell, yes, is going to come in and serve for our Indians. We're tied at 20 in the last set of the first match. She had some nice serves and gave them fits. See if we can do that again. They handle it. It's getting set up. Indians block it, and down on the Rushi side, froze everybody on that. There were two or three girls that might have been able to get it, and they all just froze. 21-20 now, Indians lead, and Callie looking to get another service point here. Let's get them one at a time. It's over, saved by the Rushi Raiders, and put down hard by Sherman. And looks like she'll go back to serve for the Raiders. We're tied at 21. 21-21. Kate Sherman back to serve for Rushi. Hard hit. Audra. Faith with a set. Allison with a hit. Played by Rushi. They'll bump it over. Faith. Audra setting up to the front. Tegan with a tip over. And they get it back to us. Faith with another set to Tegan. And that'll be saved again. They're setting it up on this side. It's hit. Looks like, it came back over hit our side. We blocked it, but we blocked it into the antenna. So the Rushi Raiders now lead by one. It's getting late, 22-21. Hard hit, out. Hits it too far. Tied at 22. And Audra Bupp will go back to serve. Again, one of those ladies for the Indians that can put a lot of points on the board. She needs to get three right here. Audra with the serve. Handled. Setting it up for the right side. And they pound it down off of Audra. Comes back and to the right out of bounds. So it is 23-22 in favor of the Rushi Raiders. And senior Jill Chapman, the libero, is going to serve for the Rushi Raiders. They lead by one, 23-22. And that hits the top of the net. It looked like it was going to come over on our side and drop, but it dropped on their side. Tied at 23. First team to 25, but you have to win by two. Here comes Kennedy Mullenkamp. And again, she had a nice, nice run in that first match of about 6 or 8 points. We need two. Played by the Raiders, and it'll come back over to the Indians. We flip it back right away. Kennedy with a nice set to Tegan. Hit back over by after the block, and another block. Kennedy gets it up in the air. Mara, and get it across, and they smash it to us and can't handle it. Back on our side, so it's 24 for Rushi. And 23 for the Indians. We'll just take our Indians are taking a timeout, and we'll just take a break too. Back in just a minute.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at St. Henry, it is set point for Rushi, and they'll have Maya Monin back serving. Is 24-23. Indians need to get this point. Hit over, played by Mara. set by Kennedy. Klingshern over to their side, and they try to smash it. Blocked up front by Guggenbiller and Klingshern, and it is tied at 24, and Teagan will go back to serve for the Indians. Hard shot played by the Raiders. They'll set it up for their right side. Up in the air for the Indians, and Mara will flip it over. Raiders trying to set it up, and they set it up for their left side, and they hit it clear across the court, out of bounds. Indians lead 25-24. And Teagan now set point for the Indians. And she'll hit it hard, played by Rushi. Kennedy gets it up in the air, Teagan, and it'll go to Mara, and too close to the net. And Mara can't handle it. We're tied at 25. And Carly Scott will go back to serve for the Rushi Raiders. Tied at 25. Audra, Kennedy, Guggenbiller with a smash off of their hand, out of bounds. And Indians lead 26-25. And it will be set point for us again. And it will be Heitkamp. Kayla comes in again. She'll serve for set point for the Indians. That's played, hit, and down to the floor and drops on the Rushi side. So the Indians finish it off 27-25. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes after we hear from some of our sponsors and I get a chance to breathe.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No. It's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative. And these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery, 419-852-4049.
We're back here at St. Henry where the Indians, in the second match of the day against the Rushi Raiders, come away with a 27-25 win. We were up 4 or 5 points in the kind of mid-teens, and they kind of came back on us. They actually got ahead by a point or two in the high teens, early 20s, and Indians fight back and get it to tied at 24, tied at 25, and then we caught two more points here. So now it'll be Kennedy Mullenkamp to serve for the Indians to start the second set. Rushi handles it. Set up to the right side, and they hit it into the net. So the Indians lead 1-0 on Kennedy Mullenkamp's serve. Again, Indians won the first set. If they can win this one, then they'll be off to the other gym to play St. Henry. So a big smash blocked by the Indians. Audra to Kennedy to Tegan with a smash. The Raiders can't handle it. Indians lead 2-0. Kennedy starting it off very well for our Indians. Two straight service points. She'll get it across. That's a low one, and there when they dug it out, it got dug across the net to our Indians, and we put it down on their side 3-0. Kennedy serving again, and it's set up to their front, but they tried to set it up and set it up to us, and we put it down where they can't handle it again. 4-0 Indians, and their coach is pacing. He's not happy with the way this last few minutes has gone from the last set to this set. Kennedy with another nice serve, trying to set it up for the right side off our blockers. Mara up front. Kennedy setting up Grace. And that goes out of bounds. So Rushi finally breaks Kennedy's serve. And it is Indians 4, Rushi Raiders 1. And it looks like it'll be Jillian Chapman. No, excuse me. It is Carly Scott. And Audra to Kennedy to Tegan, who mishits it. And it is 4-2. And Scott will go back to serve again. Indians leading by two here very early in set number two. We won the first set 27-25. Tegan digs it to Kennedy. And Guggenbiller mistimed her jump. And it's 4-3. And Scott will serve again. Tegan puts it up. Kennedy gets it up toward the front. Grace will roll it over. Setting up their right side. And long, hard hit out of bounds. I think one official said in, one official said out. But they're going with the, I think the up judge saw that it was out. It wasn't out by a lot, but it was out. So Tegan will go back to serve. Indians lead 5-3. They play it over to the right side. Pound it over. Indians tip it over they put it over on the second hit, but they say that Kennedy carried it. So it'll be 5-4. And CeCe Borchers will serve for the Raiders. Audra Kennedy with a nice set. Mara gets it. The back row can't handle it. Goes backwards. And Indians lead 6-4. And we will have Kayla Heitkamp in again to serve for the Lady Indians. She's done a great job here today serving for our Indians in lots of these sets so far. And she gets it across. They get it to the front row. Big smash. We block it. And it is 7-4 Indians. And Kayla will go back again to serve. She's serving from somewhere around the middle. Grace usually serves from the left. Everybody else serves from the right. Kayla's serving from the middle. They handle the serve. Going to tip it to their blockers, to their big hitters. Goes into our blockers and down on our side. So it is 7-5. And we'll be Simone Putoff, number 11, serving for the Rushi Raiders. They're down by two. Tegan to Kennedy to Fullenkamp. Rushi roll shots it over. Tegan to Kennedy to Mara. And they're calling one of the Rushi players in the net. So that'll be a point for the Indians. And it is 8-5 in favor of the Indians. And Faith Wendell will come in to serve for the Indians. And that is one of those great serves she has. They handle it and they pound it. Big hit. And It went off of one of our blockers, but they called one of us in the net. So it is 8-6, and it's going to be Kate Sherman, the big hitter. It's usually up front. She's back to serve, and she's served well for him in the first set. Here in the second set, she serves. Faith Tamara tips it over, and they can't handle it in the front row. They were waiting for that smash, and she just tipped it just barely over the net and just rolled straight down in front of them. So Indians lead 9-6, and Callie Wendell, another one off of our JV team, coming in to serve. And she'll serve from the middle. She puts it over, and that goes where they just barely are able to handle it. They get their hand on it, but they bump it into the net, and it's 10-6. Callie will serve again. Indians lead by 4 here in set number 2. Won the first set, 27-25. Callie serves it again. They handle it. They're bringing it up to the front. Callie will get it. Faith to Tegan. Big smash. They bring it back. We fight with it, and then we get it over, and they smash it back. So it is 7 for the Raiders serving, 10 for the Indians, and Jillian Chapman will serve for the Raiders. She's their libero. Audra to Faith, back set. And Raiders have it. They're going to hit it hard. And Faith to Tegan. They're going to bump it over on the second one. And Fullenkamp tips it over. So they hit it over on the second when we were waiting for them to set it. And we caught that. And then we kicked it back over pretty quickly. And they weren't ready for it. Goes down. Indians lead 11-7. And Audra Bupp back to serve. Good serve. Handled by Arushi. Big hit on the front rows. Blocked by, I believe that was Sage and Tegan, and Indians lead 12-7, and the Raiders are looking for a timeout here, and we'll just take one with them and be back right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back to St. Henry. And the Indians are playing in the St. Henry Volleyball Invitational. And they are currently leading 12-7 in the second set over the Rushi Raiders. They lost the first match to Buckeye Central. Won the first set 25-19, lost the second one 27-25, and lost the third one 25-21. Won the first set here against Rushi 27-25. Audra Bupp serving Indians lead by 5. Rushi has it. They'll tip it over. Guggenbiller to Audra rolls it over. She'll tip it, and nobody can quite get to it. And it is 12-8, so Rushi will now serve, and it'll be Maya Monin will be the server for the Rushi Raiders. They're down by 4 here in the second set. We went back and forth in that first set and ended up with the victory. Tegan to a nice set Faith had a nice set that just was far enough across the net that Rushi could jump up and smash it down on our side. So it is 12-9 now. And, oh, no, we got that point. I thought that must have been in the net or something. So Indians lead 13-8, and Kennedy is serving for the Indians. They handle it, and they roll it across and net and rolls down the net and drops onto the floor on our side. 13-9 is the score. Indians still lead. And it will be Carly Scott serving for the Raiders. And that went between two of our players, and they were both thinking the other one was going to get it. So 13-10, we don't want that to happen anymore. We can't let that happen. We need to. They're giving each other 10. They got a couple of good slaps there. We'll get it this time. And Audra with a – she gets it, but it goes over toward the bleachers, and we can't quite reach it this time. So I believe it is. Yeah, there we go. It said 13-10. It's 13-11. They got it changed now. And Audra Kennedy with a nice set. And Grace Klingshern saved by the Raiders. Kennedy will set it again for Klingshern. And I think that somebody was in the net for the Raiders, but it went down on their side anyway. So 14-11 Indians, and Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve. Let's see if she can get us a bunch of points here and take control of this game. Really, really hard rocket shot. That high risk, high reward. Reward that time. They could not handle it. It did get her, but it went straight back after it got her. 15-11 Indians. Tegan again. That one's high risk, high reward, goes into the net. So got that. That's the risk you take with that bullet serve, but when it's going, it's really going. So now it will be CeCe Borchers, and Audra digs it out, and she dug it out, but it was right to the Raider hitter. She put it down, and Tegan got a hand on it, but just barely, and so it's down on theirs, on our side. 15-13, Indians lead by two. Tegan to Kennedy to Mara. They're setting it up for the center. And they just tip it over our blockers and goes down on our side. 15-14, Raiders within one after being down four not long ago. Borchers will serve again. And that'll, I thought that was going to hit the net and fall on our side. Hit the net and fell on their side. So Indians lead 16-14. And there'll be Kayla Heitkamp back to serve again. She's been very successful today for our Lady Indians here on the volleyball court. We lead by two. Heitkamp serving. They play it. They're going to have to roll it over. Heitkamp will bump it. Kennedy will set it for Mara. And they block it. Kennedy bumps it over. It'll come back to the net. And I believe, yeah, that was Fullenkamp, Allison Fullenkamp, that put it down right at the net. That was anybody's ball right at the net, and she put it down on their side. Kayla will serve again. Indians lead 17-14, back up to three for our lead. And she'll serve it, and that's too long. So it's 17-15, lead down to two. Simone Putoff back to serve for the Rushi Raiders. And she'll put it across, and it will land in our far back corner, and it is, I think they gave us the point. I think it is, no, they, something happened there. I thought that was in. Apparently it was out. So Indians lead 18-15, and Faith will serve. Don't know what happened there, but I thought it was in, but they said it was out, so that is out. So Indians get another point there, and the Rushi Raiders will call a timeout. And we'll be back right after this.
Summer grilling season is here, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their prices are the lowest around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. T-bones, New York strips, and bone-in ribeyes are $7.99 a pound. Their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties, and Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray, and be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Get everything for your summer grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. And Wayne Street Market is hiring. Full-time or part-time in all departments.
We're back here at St. Henry. Indians leading 19-15. Faith with a serve. Rushi handles it. with a smash, and that is in. It's 19-16. Indians up three. This is about how the first set went. Rushi came back, caught us, got ahead, and we finished it out. Serve for the Indians. And we smash it down the line, but out of bounds. So Kate Sherman will serve again. It's 19-17. Indians lead down to two. Sherman, a tough server. She'll hit one over. Audra to Faith, to Mara. And that is right, landed right at the feet of the official. And inbounds, and it's 20-17. Let's see if we can hold this lead this set. We kind of let it slip away last set. Callie will come in to serve for our Indians. See if she can finish us out with five. Tough one, but they handle it. And it's smashed off of our blockers out of bounds. And it's 20-18. And the libero, Jill Chapman, for Rushi will come in to serve. This is where they kind of made a comeback on us and got ahead the last set. Audra to Faith, and she'll tip it over, and they're struggling with it. They get it back over to us. They have to just tip it, and Faith sets up Guggenbiller, and it's over to their left side and down off of our blockers. They kind of tipped it up just enough that Sage and Allison couldn't handle it. So it's 20-19. We need to stop this momentum here. That one goes to the net and hits the top of the net. So that would have been a tough one for us, but they give us the point. 21-19, and Audra Bupp will go back to serve for our Indians. See if we can get four here. Audra, they handle it. Tip to the right side, and a great dig by Mara. Trying to set up the right side again. They roll shot it over, and just out of the reach, Mara got her hand on it, but it just could not get it up in the air where somebody else could get it. So it's 21-20, and it will be Maya Monin serving for the Rusha Raiders, and they're going to wipe up a little sweat where Mara was on that dive that she just about was able to dig out. So the Indians won the first set 27-25. This looks like it's headed for about that same ending. Indians lead by one. Raiders serving. Hard serve. Audra to Faith. Tipped over and out of bounds by Grace Klingshern. And the Indians are going to call a timeout. We're tied at 21. Back in just a minute.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes.
Sorry, BU Boutique, we're going to have to cut in. They are back from the timeout very early. So it will be Maya Monin serving again for the Raiders. Tegan, Faith trying to set it up. Mara with a smash over, handled by the Raiders. They'll put it over. Audra, Faith setting up the right side. We tip it over. They save it back. Faith with another setup, and down by Tegan Fortkamp. Indians lead 22-21 and a hard fought. These two sets have been killer for both teams. It is close. Indians lead 22-21. Kennedy Mullenkamp back to serve. Handled by the Raiders. They'll set it up for their right side. Mara with a big smash, and blocked by the Raiders and just barely inbounds on our side. We could not get to it, and just about 2 inches inbounds. So we're tied at 22, and it will be Carly Scott back serving. Audra to Kennedy to Tegan. She'll just tip it over. Raiders handle it. They tip it back to us. Kennedy with a setup to the left side. And Grace Klingchern with a big smash, but into the net on our side. And Indians are going to call another timeout. And we'll be back right after this.
A locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're back. Indians down a point now, 23-22. Rushi serving. Audra to Mara. Raiders handle it. Scott with a big smash. And Mara with a great save. And Guggenbiller could not get it over. It is set point for Rushi Raiders. And Carly Scott goes back to serve. Indians needing several. Audra. Kennedy with a nice set for Tegan. And Raiders hit it way up into the net. Come down. They bump it over. Guggenbiller to Kennedy. To a smash for Guggenbiller. Goes down on their side. Hits their blockers and goes down. And it'll be Tegan Fortkamp going back. Indians down a point, 24-23. Needing several here. Raiders bring it back. Tegan with a great save. Mara. Raiders handle it. Timid it to this side to Scott. And down on our side. And it is Raiders 25, Indians 23. And we'll be back with set number three right after this.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Miracle Lanes is now open Thursday through Sunday until the bowling season starts in September. They'll have all your favorites, and all you have to do is grab your phone and call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Or stop by and visit with Corey and Jared. The kids want pizza, but you want it.
Looks like both teams are back from the in-between timeout, so we are going to start a minute or two early here for set number three, the third and final set of this match. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve for the Indians. Second set was much like the first one, back and forth, back and forth. One right at the end. Indians won the first one and Rushi won the second one. But it was, Indians were leading in the late teens, and the Raiders came back and tied it up. But Indians won the first one and they won the second one. So the Indians get the first point here in the second, in the third set, excuse me. And set it up, and Rushi with a big smash, but just out of bounds. So it's 2-0 Indians. Kennedy Mullenkamp serving again, looking for third service point to start this off. Big smash down on their side. It's up for us, and we're setting up Tegan again. Rushi with a nice save. Rushi with a big smash. Kennedy gets it under control, gets it, and Tegan just gets it over the net. Rushi with a big one, and Audra saves it for the Indians. Going to set them up on the right-hand side for Rushi. Hits the top of the net and away from our blockers. It got on the net and rolled away from our blockers, so it's 2-1 now. Indians still in the lead. And Carly Scott goes back to serve for the Rushi Raiders. Audra bumps it. Kennedy. Guggenbiller. Looks like a double hit for the Raiders, so Indians lead 3-1. Tegan with the serve. And tough to handle. They're going to have to bump it over. Tegan with a save. Kennedy tries to get under control. Mara with a big hit. Raiders setting up this side. Big hit. Kennedy setting it up again for Mara. Raiders handle it. Setting it up. Have to roll it over. Kennedy. Audra is going to set it up. And Tegan's going to bump it over. Raiders handle it. Setting up the right side. Into our blockers and down on the Indian side. Nice volley there by, nice rally by both teams. Raiders come away with the point, 3-2. And that brings Cece Borchers to the service line for the Raiders. She puts it into the top of the net. They've done that several times. It's that high risk, high reward. If that goes over, it's really tough to handle. But so far, I think we've gotten the best of that. They've had a couple that fall in and a number that have hit the top of the net. So we're cleaning up some sweat. Indians lead 4-2. And Kayla Heitkamp will come in to serve for our Indians. The sophomore from the JV team. Raiders handle it. They're going to tip it over. Tipped up in the air. Kennedy has it. And Tegan smashes one. Raiders can't handle it, and it is 5-2 Indians. Heitkamp back to serve again. She's had a nice day today for our Indians. Another tough serve, but they handle it. Gonna smash it, and Kennedy got her hand on it, but it kind of went away from our players, and Guggenbiller tried hard to get to it but could not quite get there. 5-3 now Indians lead, and it will bring Simone Putoff to serve. Putoff, Tegan bumps it to the front. Kennedy, Guggenbiller, that was Allison Fullenkamp, back to the Indians and back down for Mara Pearson. Indians lead 6-3, and Faith Wendell will come in to serve for the Indians. 6-3 lead. Let's see if we can add a bunch to it. Faith, they handle the serve. Going to tip it at the front. Nice save by Tegan. Well, it went up and hit some of the things up at the top, but we've hit nets and other things before, and it's been okay. So this will either be a point for Rushi or a replay. So I don't know exactly the rule because I've seen it hit all kinds of things up in the ceiling. So it'll be a replay. The official blew the whistle to say that it was I don't know the rule on it. So it's going to be a replay the serve. So Indians lead 6-3. Faith with a serve. They're handling it and right side. Tegan gets it up, and the Indians can't quite get to it for the set. So it was way up there, had time, but I think it might have been a curveball that Tegan hit because it curved away from our player. So it's 6-4 now, and Sherman is back to serve. Hard serve. Indians handle it. Set for Mara. She bumps it into the net. 6-5 now. And Sherman back to serve again. Kate Sherman with that rocket serve, but it goes out of bounds. So it's 7-5 Indians, and Callie Wendell will come in to serve. Callie's had a nice day serving also for our Indians. 7-5 lead for the Indians. Let's try to add to it. Handled by Rushi. Go to the right-hand side again. Big smash by, I believe that was number six, Ronnie Poling. And she'll go back to serve. 7-6 Indians. And Callie Poling will now serve for Rushi. Audra set by Faith. Tegan with a big smash. And the Raiders blockers can't handle it. And it's 8-6. Audra Bupp back now to serve for our Indians. Left-handed serve. They handle it. They're struggling a little bit with it. They have to roll it over. Faith will serve it up to, or set it up to the front with Tegan, and she puts it over, crosses court with it, and they can't handle it. Indians lead 9-6. Audra again with the left-handed serve, just tries to get it just over, and she hits the net. 9-7 now, and Maya Monin is going to serve it for the Raiders now. Hard serve. Mara to Faith to Tegan. They're going to have to bump it over. And we had three people there, and none of them took the initiative. Drops in there. It's 9-8 Indians. So that should not have fallen. Three people had at least a decent chance to make a play on it, and none of them touched it. So it'll be hard shot again. Audra to Faith to, I believe that was Tegan again. And it was off the Raiders, out of bounds. 10-8 now, Indians. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will come in and serve for the Indians. Let's have another one of those long runs, Kennedy. So they're having a little trouble handling it, but they do get it across, and Indians bump it back over. Big hit by Sherman, and it hits a wall, and that is unplayable after it hits the wall. I think they were calling that one of the beams up in the ceiling was unplayable, but they decided it was on that play before. So it's 10-9 now. Audra Kennedy with a nice set, and Guggenbiller gets it over to their side. They're going to get it up. They tip it over. Sherman tips it over our blockers, and we're tied at 10. And Carly Scott will serve for the Raiders. We let it go, and it lands just inbounds, either right inside or right on the line. And Rushi Raiders now with an 11-10 lead here. We were up 4 earlier. Indians, Audra with a bump to get a nice set for Tegan. She hits it into their blockers, who put it down on our side. Rushi now with a 2-point lead, 12-10. Indians struggling to get it over. We get it over. Let's see if we can get regrouped after this. A big smash off our blockers and down on the floor. And it's a 13-10 lead, I believe, for the Raiders. And we're taking a timeout, and we're going to take a timeout with them.
Miracle Lanes is now open Thursday through Sunday until the bowling season starts in September. They'll have all your favorites, and all you have to do is grab your phone and call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Or stop by and visit with Corey and Jared. The kids want pizza, but you want a tenderloin? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Pizza, wings, subs, one of their great sandwiches, fried goodies,
get whatever you want. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their buffet with pizza, boneless wings, and salad bar. Miracle Lanes will be open at 3 on Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Call them at 375-4274.
Back here at St. Henry, it's Rushi serving to Fort Recovery. Audra Kennedy setting up for Grace, and Kennedy bumps it over. Rushi has it. They just tip it. Four hits on the Rushi Raiders, and it'll be Indian Point, 13-11 now, and Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve for the Indians, down by 2 points. She hits that hard one. That is just out of bounds. So they served a hard one to us, just inbounds. Ours was just out of bounds, and they take a 14-11 lead, and they're going to bring in a new player, Lindsay Vastano, and she'll serve Mara to Kennedy. Gets it back up. Mara over across, and the Raiders have to try to roll it across, and they aren't able to do that. Point Indians, 14-12. Indians down by a couple. And let's see if Kayla Heitkamp can get us back in this. She's done great things from the service line today. And she gets an ace, starts it off, hits it to the back row, and they do not handle it well. 14-13. Let's go, Kayla. You've been our magic today. Let's get a couple more. Another nice serve. They handle it. Going to set it up for this side. Doug, great dig. And when we hit it back in, they dug it on the far side. And when we got it back over here, it was a double hit. So 14-13, we're behind. That is a long service, tied at 14. I think that that's correct. I was thinking they would still be 1 point ahead of us, but I'm sure nobody's complaining, so this must be correct. We're tied, and it is Faith Wendell serving for the Indians. They don't handle it well, but they're able to get it, but the third hit stays on their side and didn't do well on that. Indians, that shows 15-15. I think they had 15 before. So, they were a point ahead. Now we're getting it back over there off the net and across. They double hit. And after nobody ever on either team had the ball under control. Indians now lead by a point. Faith just barely gets it over, and they get it back, and we put it deep, and they can't handle it. Indians lead 17-15. Their coach is not happy, and he wants a timeout, and we'll take one with him.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at St. Henry, and I'm not positive now that we're going to be able to bring you that third match, Indians with St. Henry in the big gym. We're probably not going to be able to get our equipment set up anywhere near in time, and I am having trouble. Their game will be on their 100.3, the Lake station, and I can't get that to come up on the internet. It says that it is not available on the internet, so I don't know that we have any way of getting that third match of the day. So Indians fighting, and it's back and forth, and Indians are able to get it over on the Rushi side, and they can't bring it back. Indians, I believe, have scored four or five straight points. Faith Wendell back to serve again. Indians leading 18-15, leading by three. Officials are discussing something. Not sure what this is concerning. Both coaches are kind of watching to see what's happening, but I don't. They are awarding that point to the Indians. I don't know how they couldn't have from what I saw, but there was some sort of controversy. So it's always good to get it straightened out. Good serve. And big smash from the Raiders. Indians block it down on their side. And Indians lead 19-15, and Faith will serve again. So Faith will go back, and we'll do whatever we can to get that third set on. I may have to go back to the studio, but we'll see what happens. So Rushi is hitting it hard. Big smash, and Fullenkamp tips it over. Another big smash off of the Indians, off of Tegan. Mara got it at the net. Tegan couldn't get it under control, and so the Raiders will score a point, and it's 19-16. Indians with the lead, but as the first two sets showed us, anything can happen from here on out. Served by the Raiders. Faith will set it up for Mara, and she puts it down inbounds, and it's 20-16. And Callie Wendell, she's had some magic going today, too. Let's get at least a few. We're up four, 20-16. Can't let them back in it. We let them back in it to both other sets, and they won one of them. So here comes a big smash from the Raiders, played by the Indians. And we roll it over, setting up the right side. And they smash it, but it goes out of bounds in the far corner. And it's 21-16, and the Raiders are going to call another timeout. They want to get this going so they can keep this under control before it gets too far for them. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to St. Henry, where the Indians and the Rushi Raiders are tied at one set apiece. We're in the third set. Indians lead 21-16, but we've been here before, and they have come back on us. So we need to finish this out. Callie Wendell serving. She's had a nice day of serving. They play it, setting it up for the middle, and we block it. They get it back across, and they dump it over on the second, and Faith sets it from her knees, and they smash it back. Faith with another set for Tegan with a monster smash. Big kill for Tegan Fortkamp, and Callie will go back to serve here. Indians lead 22-16, looking to try to finally finish one really well here. So they dig it, but never got more than 3 feet off the ground. One of the other Raiders bumped it again and down to the floor, 23-16. Indians 7 ahead now, but I am still not certain of this. Tough serve again. They bump it over on the second one. Callie to Faith to big hit from Allison Fullenkamp, and she smashes it way out of bounds. So they'll bring Ronnie Poling in for the Raiders to serve. 23-17, Indians lead. Audra to Faith. We tip it over. Up. And blocked at the net. And it goes down on our side. So 23-18, here they come. Poling will go back to serve again. Audra. Faith with the set. Tegan into their blockers, who put it out of bounds on our side. So this will be match point. Each team with one set win, and Audra Bupp goes back to serve. Match point, 24-18 Indians. That'll go up. Indians tip it, and it goes out of bounds. Both teams looked like they were going to smash it with each team, and they just kind of tipped it back and forth, went down. I think it might even hit the antenna, but down on their side, 24-19. Audra, Faith with a set for Grace, and it goes down on the Rushi Raiders side. Indians win 25. Well, they already erased the score. I believe it's 25-19. So Indians come away with a victory here in the second match. And so Buckeye Central will be playing the Rushi Raiders here. Indians will be playing the St. Henry Redskins in the big gym. And we will do what we can to get that game for you. We will see you on Tuesday. And our Lady Indians will be playing Salina at home. And that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Thanks for listening.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.